This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles State of the World Update, May 18th, 2021.
Dr. Peebles here, and it's a joy and a blessing when man and spirit join together in search of the greater truths and awareness. Dear friends, today we would like to discuss the amount of violence that is on the planet that does appear indeed to be increasing. Now, of course, throughout history on the planet Earth, there has been a good deal of violence, and it is true that because of your mass communication systems, you are hearing about it much more frequently in greater detail. But at this time, you are experiencing, shall we say, the beginnings, the potentiality of future wars. Now, right now, you are seeing a skirmish that is occurring in the Middle East, in Israel, and in the Palestinian territories in the Gaza Strip. We do indeed want all of you to know that this is nothing new at all to these two factions, for they have been fighting for thousands of years, and not only on the planet Earth. They have indeed, but almost blown up another planet, and we are hoping, of course, that it will not reoccur in the current timeline. Now, it concerns us at this time, for we are trying to move humanity more into a state of loving compromise, where there is mutual respect for each other, even, of course, if there are differences of opinions. But that is not always happening in the hearts and minds of all of mankind. So we are wanting to discuss today how you can all do your own individual part first, yes, within your own beings, within your own spirits, to begin the process of ending the need, yes, for further violence and ultimately wars. For you are seeing some on every part of the planet. Of course, it is not only the Middle East territories and countries. You are seeing it here in the U.S. You are seeing that with some of the extremists, the so-called homegrown terrorists. You are seeing it, yes, in Africa, Ethiopia, and of course in Afghanistan. It is everywhere, dear friends, because at the very core of this issue, it is the instability, the fear and hatred that lies within mankind. Now, not all of you, of course, are living in a state of fear or hate of each other, but each of you can have an impact on whether the hostilities, the violence, and the wars continue, or whether or not, indeed, you will be able to heal not only your own beings, to find the peace, the harmony within your own systems, but also in the collective world around you. As we have said many, many times before, the harmony, the peace must begin within you, within your own consciousness, within your own belief system, with the attitudes, the beliefs, the expectations that you hold and project out to the world, whether it be consciously or unconsciously. Now, at this time, we are asking for all of you to consciously direct the loving vibrations out into the world. You can, of course, choose to focus on those areas where there is unrest, whether it would be tribal, whether it be a nation, whether it would be political, whether it be racial. It does not matter. If anything, we would ask that all of you just send that vibration of peace, of love, everywhere around the planet, and let it be absorbed in, let it be like a blanket, covering every part of Mother Earth, within, around, above. And that will indeed begin to create a different energy state that you can choose indeed to grow. That is what we wish, for it has come to a time vibrationally where mankind will need to make a choice. Will they continue in their negativity, in their warring ways, or will they choose to rise above, to find more peaceful ways, yes, to resolve their differences? Now, in other times in history on the planet, of course, there were wars, there were fights and battles, yes, indeed. But there was not as much damage that could indeed be given to any population or country with spears and more limited weaponry than there is now. Of course, now you have automatic weapons, can do a great much more harm. You have missiles. You have nuclear weapons. And for many, they are considered toys to be able to, yes, indeed, beat down the enemy, to keep one place or person in power over another. So this is a greater challenge, of course, not just for mankind and all those residing on the planet, but also for those planets, systems, universes around the planet Earth. For such a disruption, if there were indeed to be a nuclear war on the planet, it would undoubtedly negatively, adversely affect those planetary systems and galaxies around the Earth. For this has happened before, dear friends. So you are going to have contact with other races that are not humanoid in the future. You're starting to see little inklings of information being purposely leaked out by your governments. Now, of course, many have known for many, many years that there are aliens among us and around us, have visited the planets since the beginning of time. But indeed, now your government is starting to feel the need to let you know, to lessen the panic, to lessen the fear, indeed. Now, we are not always, frankly, trusting the governments to give the right message that there are benevolent forces in the aliens, your space brothers and sisters, your off-planet friends and family. They are still at times, yes, projecting more of a fearful attitude about space travelers. They know, of course, that they are much more sophisticated, but ultimately there will come a time where they will come forth and offer, yes, a very needed and welcomed hand to assist humanity to rise into a higher vibrational dimensional plane where you will be able to find more balance. You will be able to find healing and peace on the planet. Now, if mankind continues to go down this road where they are not willing to work together to find the peace, to sit down, yes, as human beings, as mature beings, to work out their differences, to find, yes, compromise, common ground, to realize that they cannot just bomb each other into oblivion. There's where you will have a chance on this planet to find that peace and harmony. We do have great hope and optimism for all of you, but we do indeed encourage each one of you to do your part and to recognize that your efforts, your thoughts, your trust and faith in God and Spirit and within you and around you, for of course you are part of that larger energy field. When you are focusing on harmony within yourself, your own thoughts, ideas, beliefs, when you are consciously projecting that out into the world, you will be able to increase the force of love. You will be able to create, yes, more harmonious conditions and a way for mankind to work together to, yes, find the solutions to climate change, the violence, the inequities that are existing between humans. Those who are not willing to do this will indeed meet the circumstances that they are projecting, for they will face themselves for one time or another in their existence. Now, for many, they do not see it as possible at all that there will be peace. They look to the past and say, well, it has never been that way, so why should we ever think that we would be able to find peace now? They are not able, indeed, to look beyond how things appear in the world. Instead, they just see what has been, yes, the conditions up to now. So we would ask all of you to rise above how things appear, to use your imagination, and to begin, yes, to utilize the tools that you have indeed open to, your abilities to manifest different realities, different results. Begin to visualize peace. Begin to see mankind beginning to sit down with each other and work through their issues, their problems, without violent confrontation. Begin to see men and women standing together as equals. Begin to see all races, all nationalities see each other as creatures of God and Spirit. For indeed, when the space people do arrive, we do hope that you will be able to handle the differences there as well. So it is time for you to look at each other with different eyes, with love, with acceptance, without judgment, without criticism, and to recognize, of course, that each of you have your own spiritual path, your own lessons. But you also share, yes, indeed, a reality that you all wanted to be part of. Now, some, of course, as we have stated many times to each of you, will choose to depart the body at this time or in the near future, for they've had enough. They've already learned what they needed to, and they will choose indeed to return to the spiritual realms where they will continue their growth, their learning process. But for those of you have chosen, yes, and all of you have chosen, whether you are aware of it or not, to stay on the earth plane, you can choose to play a major part or a minor part in creating peace and ultimately working toward the goal that you will find sooner or later to be able to end the unrest, the violence, the wars, so that there will no longer be this unhealthy, unproductive way to work through the problems that face humanity. There is a way for the God within each of you can guide you and direct you to that higher place of love. Now, indeed, as you move through your days, will you gently check in with yourselves and ask yourself what thoughts you are holding? Are you indeed living in fear? Are you indeed thinking there's no way out and oh, it's so terrible what is happening in the world or in your city, state, or country? Or will you begin to use your spiritual higher tools and see the world surrounded in light? See it in harmony where all men and women and animal kind as well are living together peacefully with love. There is where we all want you to focus to begin to create the new earth that is still in your view. You are capable as creators to change the trajectory of how things appear. We will be there to encourage you always. Now we do have a guest here today. Welcome, Alan. How are you, dear friend?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Peebles.
It's been a bit since we've had a chance to chat with you. What do you think of our words as a representative of the Earth, of course? Do you believe it is possible to find peace, to end the warring, the violence?
I do believe it's possible. I think there is going to be a lot of effort needed to be able to get to that point, because so many people have so many different viewpoints on what it's going to take and what it really means to be a part of humanity.
Well, you bring up an excellent point indeed, dear friend, for there are so many different opinions, and until we can begin to accept and learn to honor and respect the differences of opinions, you will not find peace. There must be more training, both emotionally and intellectually across the planet, so that people can learn new ways to accept others without feeling threatened, without becoming angry, without it being a battle of who's right, who's wrong, who's better, who's worse, and just realizing they see it differently. For indeed, as we have often shared, if you all saw it the same, there would not be an opportunity for great growth, as well as curiosity of how others are perceiving reality that you may not have looked at. So always indeed, Alan, as well as all listening, be curious to how others perceive reality. Of course, check in with yourselves and ask, is this in right action for me? If it is not, it does not make the other person wrong, just different. Now, the only exception that we could indeed state here is if they are meaning harm to another, for that, of course, is not in right action. But even if there is negativity or they are intending harm, can you help to transmute the situation by sending love, by sending your light, and realizing that is the most powerful tool you can utilize to transmute and change the world? So if all would do that, Alan, you would see a rapid escalation of love, not violence. For it must indeed begin to change now before it becomes fully out of control. Now, there are many humans that, of course, would be in agreement with our statements about the need for change, for more love, for harmony and peace on Earth. But they are often either afraid that it will never happen or they doubt their own power. So we want to encourage each of you to realize you do have power. You are not helpless. You are not powerless. You have vocal cords. You have the power to vote in most of your communities. You can indeed apply pressure to your leaders in government and make it very clearly known what you are willing to accept and what you are not. Unfortunately, we see many citizens of Earth become quite apathetic indeed, or indeed they are instead becoming quite gullible and following along in the lead of others, even if it is against common sense. We are hoping that more would learn to discern. We would hope that more would question what they are hearing and being told, and not jump on the bandwagon just because someone is saying it louder and more often. Would you agree with that, Alan?
I would, yes.
That is a challenge, for many are indeed not allowing the inner power to come out. They are not questioning. They do not even have clear boundaries. So it is ripe, indeed, for abuse, for mind control, for many of the more drastic conspiracy theories to take hold in the hearts and minds without even questioning them. Now, of course, some of them may even be true, but we see quite a few of them being quite outrageous and not at all true. Yes, there are problems in your society. Yes, there are pedophiles. Yes, there are many things that are unpleasant. But we are seeing an exaggeration. We are seeing outside influences, other governmental agencies, even from other countries, interfering to create division, to create unrest. And yes, dear friends, It is working. So will you stand for it? Will you demand change without violence? Will you make it clear, even with your voting power, if it has not been stripped away yet? For there is a very active effort underway to suppress one of the things that you have worked hard here in the Americas for, and that is your right to vote, to be self-governed. Be careful, dear friends. You are in charge of creating your freedoms in this world. Do not give it away so easily to a so-called authority figure who is allowing them to stay in power, who is giving them the opportunity to become a powerful agent or representative for you. Indeed, the democracies that you have always honored and wanted in your societies is in question now. How will you choose as you increase your power and your sensitivity and awareness at this time of transition? How will you use your power to create a stronger sense of freedom and democracy for all? It is hanging in the balance right now, but can easily be upset, and you could create more dictatorships on the planet. You don't need any more of those. Those who have come before you, your ancestors, have worked too hard to indeed reach this point. Do not let it slip away from overly ambitious, overly self-absorbed leaders who are not working in your best interests at all. Stand up for your rights. Know that you have power. Do so with the power of love, never of violence. Remind yourself frequently of the power that you hold in your heart as you project love, as you visualize the light of God around your planet, around your institutions. Many, as we have shared, will fall, are changing, and it would appear they are crumbling. But the ultimate reality is you will have a chance to recreate and to bring them into line with the higher dimensions that are now entering into the earth plane. Will you choose to be a part of it, or will you choose to ignore, being apathetic, being negative, or using your God-given powers to create, yes, heaven on earth? Do you understand, dear Alan?
Yes.
Are there any questions at all for us, dear friend?
One comment maybe is it seems that one of the big stumbling blocks for mankind at this point is fear. I was wondering if you could comment on that and how we could alleviate or help alleviate that for many.
Well, God bless you now. From day one on the planet, when the first beings emerged, there has been fear. There are those who will bully others and create that energy of fear within them. And of course, it is an illusion. So we remind everyone that if you succumb to fear, then you have allowed your lower self to take control of your being. We ask it all, remind themselves frequently. Yes, affirm frequently that you are God incarnate, that you are powerful masters of energy, that you are capable of so much more than you have been taught to believe. You are indeed able to create a different reality. You will do so eventually. But wouldn't it be nice to be able to do it a little sooner without so much discomfort? Now, change is going to be a little rocky. It has always been. But those of you who can hold the energy of the light, can hold that vibration of love steady, will make it so much easier for the planet, for all who are here, and for all those who will come. For the generation here now will indeed ensure the peace that can come. Now, of course, there are those who will cause others, yes, to shake in their boots, to be afraid. They will threaten. They will indeed try to create an energy of chaos, of unrest, saying, oh, well, this is how bad it's going to be. They will even threaten those leaders in your governments. If you don't go along with us, we're going to make your life you know what. And they will indeed threaten their security, the place in society, their careers, even the well-being of their loved ones. So there's a lot of hanky-panky going on so many levels. But those who are in those positions are not there accidentally. They are being asked to stand up to the truth. They are being asked to be indeed courageous and not cowards. They know what is in right action. They know what is truth. They know what is a lie. So it's going to be very interesting. And of course, guess who's watching? All of you. Will you stand on the side of right action, love, and truth? Or will you say it is all right to indeed attack others, to harm, to kill, to riot, to assault others, all with that energy of hate? And then say, well, it wasn't my fault, he made me do it. So all of mankind is being asked to take on a different level of responsibility at this time. First for themselves, the energies, the thoughts, the beliefs, and their actions for themselves, and then to spread that energy worldwide. That is the only way you will find peace. Does that answer your question, dear friend?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much, Dr. Peter.
Dear friends, we will constantly be with you to help mankind, to help our beloved Earth continue to rise above the illusions of fear and hate. It is a grand experiment that none of us in the spiritual realms are willing to let go. So we will instill, by those of you who ask for our assistance, reminders. We will instill, yes, the energies of faith to remind you of who you are and the powers that lie within you. Know that you are not ever alone in this, that this is part of your mission. Some of you will say, well, Dad, now I didn't choose this, I'm just here as a bystander. Well, hogwash. You are all part of this energy. So you can close your minds. You can say, no, no, no. But you are part of this energy by every breath, by every thought, by every action. Expand more and more into your spiritual power. And know that you have much to contribute, much to give to the whole, to create not only peace for others, but for yourself as well. We will stand by you. Go your ways now with that energy of love, of harmony, and of peace. And may the gods and kingdoms always bless each and every one of you.